Preface from The New Organon by Francis Bacon. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The New Organon, or True Directions Concerning the Interpretation of Nature. Francis Bacon, 1620, author's preface. Those who have taken upon them to lay down the law of nature as a thing already searched out and understood, whether they have spoken in simple assurance or professional affectation, have therein done philosophy and the sciences great injury. For as they have been successful in inducing belief, so they have been effective in quenching and stopping inquiry, and have done more harm by spoiling and putting an end to other men's efforts than good by their own. Those, on the other hand, who have taken a contrary course, and asserted that absolutely nothing can be known, whether it were from hatred of the ancient sophists, or from uncertainty and fluctuation of mind, or even from a kind of fullness of learning, that they fell upon this opinion, have certainly advanced reasons for it that are not to be despised, but yet they have neither started from true principles, nor rested in the just conclusion, zeal and affectation having carried them much too far. The more ancient of the Greeks, whose writings are lost, took up with better judgment a position between these two extremes, between the presumption of pronouncing on everything and the despair of comprehending anything. And though frequently and bitterly complaining of the difficulty of inquiry and the obscurity of things, and like impatient horses champing at the bit, they did not the less follow up their object and engage with nature, thinking, it seems, that this very question, that is, whether or not anything can be known, was to be settled not by arguing, but by trying. And yet they too, trusting entirely to the force of their understanding, applied no rule, but made everything turn upon hard thinking and perpetual working and exercise of the mind. Now my method, though hard to practice, is easy to explain, and it is this. I propose to establish progressive stages of certainty. The evidence of the sense, helped and guarded by a certain process of correction, I retain. But the mental operation, which follows the act of sense, I for the most part reject. And instead of it, I open and lay out a new and certain path for the mind to proceed in, starting directly from the simple sensuous perception. The necessity of this was felt, no doubt, by those who attributed so much importance to logic, showing thereby that they were in search of helps for the understanding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?